B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Tis the Midday Show live at Sixers Practice Facility, and we got a guy that I'm so excited to talk to. So excited that he chose to come to Philadelphia. He wanted to talk about a top-notch basketball IQ, top-notch IQ guy, the whole thing you want to help lead. It's Big Al Horford. What's up, Al?
Man, I'm excited. I'm excited to be here with you today.
Al, man, first of all, you look so much better than that horrible green.
Back to your Gator days.
I mean, come on, man. It goes with you. Perfect. Man,
it does. I'm excited. I'm excited. This opportunity here to represent this city and to play along a guy like Joel, I can't wait for tomorrow morning.
Playing against him, you were a guy that had some success defending him. What kind of problems does he present anybody trying to defend him with that freakish ability?
Man, like you said, he's physical, he's strong, but he's also skilled. Mm-hmm. So that's something that you don't find every day, and that was very difficult to deal with. And I'm glad I don't have to guard him anymore.
Yeah. We are too.
It was amazing is his mind, because he can replicate moves. It was almost remind me like of an art forger, like whatever you are, he can mimic it. And like he would mimic Harden, or he would mimic Mosey. You go back and look at moves, and his moves, he had such an array that he could gift, that he can actually do it over and over again.
Yeah, that's impressive. That's really impressive. He does them in games, and we can see that that's a gift. Because a lot of guys, we can practice, we can work on all those things,
sure.
And it's not the same. He has the ability to go out and do it, and it's unbelievable.
So take us to – having you here is such a – it's a blessing in a lot of ways. So when Elton finally reached out to you, when did you really seriously consider it, and what was the deciding factor?
It escalated really, really quick. It went from my agent and I looking at different options, different teams, things like that, to when Elton and Coach Brown reached out. And they were like, here, this is what it is. And we looked at the culture that he's building here, the players, and it just, it made sense. It almost looked too good to be true. And I was like, man, Philly, yeah. We had a lot of history, a lot of battles with
sure.
the Sixers. So at first it was kind of one of those things, but
sure.
It was almost good that I didn't have much time to think about it. And I was like, you know what, we're going, we're doing it, and it feels right. It does.
Could you see those guys 2 years ago when the Celtics, when you guys beat them in the playoffs, could you see where they were headed? Like, could you?
Yes.
You could see it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, I could see it right away. They were so close. They had that first round win against Miami. They dominated them.
And
going against them, people weren't giving that Celtics team
right.
a chance because that's how good they were.
You guys were the underdogs.
Yeah,
Boston.
And I just think that it was a learning experience for this group of guys because they won a playoff series and, oh, we feel good. You know, we're going to coast right to the finals, but it doesn't work like that. You know, there's layers to this. And I think they learned that and they took one more step last year. And I think this is a year for us.
Exactly. Like just that step with – losing to Kawhi and then the way they did, seven games, rugged series. You kind of learn, and you having been through wars and won, and having won, you understand that you can look at these guys and go, here you go. Like, this is how we need to approach the season and being that statesman.
Yeah, and they know because they've been successful themselves. But I just think that with me, I'll help them even, hopefully get over that hump.
Yeah.
And for us to understand how consistent we need to be. And if we're just consistent, I mean, these guys are just way too talented. I mean, I really believe that we're going to do some special things for the city of Philadelphia.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tonight. 97.5, The Fanatic.
How do you guys, I'm curious, you and Joe together on the floor, because it's going to be interesting. So I think with load management, you probably guys will, you know, you sit out 25 maybe of the season. He sits out 25. You guys play, get ready for the big 16 of the playoffs. How do you guys see each other on the floor together?
I think it's going to be fun because my whole thing is I'll just play off of him a lot of the time. I can space in the perimeter. Yeah. If he catches it up top, I can post because I'm going to have a four on me or a smaller guy. So I think it's going to be the synergy is going to be there. You know, I'm playing to win. That's always been my motto. I don't care about anything else, numbers, no nothing. Like I'm literally here trying to win. So I'm going to help these guys and put them in a position to do that.
You came into this building so many times as an opposition. It's weird when guys that have played on the East Coast a lot and their rivals like Boston, and then they come and play here. You hated visiting here. Now you're going to play here. What's that going to be like?
Man, it's exciting. It's exciting because fans here, you know.
We hated you.
I hated me, but I appreciate
respected
that.
You, though.
I appreciated that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I always appreciated the fans here because they're real, because they care. And that's one of the things that I wanted to play for something like that. People that care and that
or mean something, right?
They're gonna love you. They're gonna flat out love you because they respected you. I mean, you're the guy that, you know, listen, you know, you're the Joe's kryptonite, so now it's like having kryptonite on the same team. So it's awesome. And you know, you hit big shots, man. You step out, whether it's a corner three, whether it's a post, like you just, you know, you've been through so many wars. You just know the game inside and out. Mm-hmm. And this town loves the game. So it's a perfect marriage.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm excited to represent it and just continue to work. I mean, I think, you know, all summer, you know, we've been talking about it and all the, you know, we've been working all summer, but now we get to work together, you know, as a group and start building this the right way.
How about the length? Have you ever, I don't think there's ever been a team with the, you, Joe, Tobias, Ben, Josh. At 6'6", is the smallest guy on the floor.
Yeah, no. I've never been a part of anything like that. And then people that can move, though,
yeah.
and can guard and play multiple positions. That's the thing. So that's the thing that really excites me. And that's why I think that defensively, we won't be a problem.
Monstars. You're the Monstars. Forget Space Jam. You're the Monstars. Big Al, we know you're going to run. Man, thank you, man.
No, appreciate
I'm so happy you're coming, man.
Thanks,
really.
Thank you.
It's great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks, brother.
It's good in the Sixer blue, man.
He does. Perfect.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.